It's on me now?
Yes, sir. It's your floor, sir.
All right, good morning. Let's go to work. It may seem like to each member of LTMA that there are always a lot of correction and a lot of challenges that comes from me as an apostle, but that's the only way we're going to get this thing lined up, that you will not abort the pregnancy of your vision. I wrote down these words, correction and direction. Actually, direction and correction is a form of protection. So this morning, I want you to better understand apostolic authority. And the reason I got to talk about it probably for years is because it has been flawed, it has been pushed on, and not understanding really what it is. So let me deal with some things. First of all, Jesus is the pattern apostle. He's the pattern prophet. He's the pattern evangelist, pastor, teacher. He's the pattern. We follow his pattern. We don't deviate from his pattern unless the Holy Ghost tells us to do so. So I want to deal with, I heard a little rumor of somebody griping about why women are not in the 12 or why they wasn't chosen for the 12. The reason you're not chosen for the 12 is because I'm following Jesus' pattern. He had 12 men, then he went to 70 men. And then Moses had a pattern of a bunch of men that God used. That does not discriminate. We're not talking about civil rights. We're talking about spiritual order, what God has said before us. I love all my girls the same way as I love the men. But we have to understand I'm trying to follow a pattern. So I don't want y'all griping and complaining. It got back to me some women complaining about this. Now, if y'all not going to follow orders, I can't help you. So get that straight in your heart and repent if you say anything about how I'm running this organization. Because I can't speak to you if you're dishonorable. Marion didn't like the way Moses was running things. I think one problem she had, he had married a black woman. And she said she came against Moses, and she got in trouble. Gehazi didn't follow the prophet order and destroyed his whole family. So this stuff is very dangerous. And this is not a little political civil rights movement going on. This is a spiritual giant. Is on the move, the apostolic church. And so we're training people. I know there's apostles being trained here. I know there's prophets being trained here, prophetess being trained here. But we just give it time and don't abort your pregnancy, it'll come full. A lot of times we run to other camps and get ideas from other camps. That's not going to work here. I've been to many, many camps, and I recognize that this is one of the biggest things I ever took a hold of, what God has shown us now. So there's a mandate, and that mandate is an official order of commission to do something, or the authority to carry it out. And we are assigned to territories and even nations. So we got to make sure we are careful with what we think and how we position ourselves. Okay, now, this apostolic is so strong, and we're not talking about brothers and sisters or sons and daughters. We're not talking about dictatorship. We're not talking about, I'm not trying to present myself as the great I am, God as I am, but I see a lot of things in divine order that we're trying to set up that we can walk through various situations that come in our life and get our ministry online going the right way. Some of the things I'm going to share with you this morning is so of utmost importance for to stabilize a foundation under your ministry that is undeniable. So I have seen that the body of Christ, including myself for 47 years of ministry, have not understood, I think it's in Joel chapter 2, verse 7, said they all walked in their rank. Rank is so important. And another thing I want to, before I start teaching is you all have to respect the delegated authority of the 12. I see some people don't want to respect it, but you have to, because they are the one I sent to you. Another thing, let me let it be known here this morning. I was praying in the spirit on the way here, and I don't know who this for, and I know it's for all of us, and I heard the word smooth sailing. So you might want to write that down and meditate it. Smooth sailing. It's no matter what it is, that's two words I heard, smooth sailing. And then again, I'm reminded by the Holy Spirit before I start teaching or imparting that there are so many tremendous, honorable men and women in this organization. I was listening at the roll call and I heard names called. And the Lord was telling me about those person integrity. That there are people in this organization that have never buckled, never came against authority. They just roll, I call names, they just roll with the authority. And those people are blessed. And so we all need to get that idea. If we're going to make it in the LTMA, we're going to have to follow authority. We're going to follow rules and orders that I believe from the mandate of this ministry, what the Lord is laying down. I'm here to help you, not to hurt you. I know some of y'all received letters. Y'all need to adhere to those letters and make it known that you're with us or you're not, and that you're ready to go to some other organization or just drop out. We have some dropped out. Some we set out because they wasn't not committed. They had their own agenda, and it's not going to work on the true apostleship. You know, Paul sent whoever was Timothy, sent him back because his agenda wasn't straight. And then later on, when he got his agenda straight, Apostle Paul let him rejoin him, and made a great man of God out of him. So understand apostolic authority to apostles. Let me read. I'm going to read and comment. Of all the perception which people have toward the apostolic and apostles, nothing generates greater question or concern than the issue of apostolic authority. That's one of the things we've got to come to grips with and understand, that the gift can be a blessing to you and not a curse to you. Number one, first, an apostleship, I need time, son, is a functional responsibility. They are going to give you clear instruction on how God wants to operate. Now, that's that functional responsibility that God placed in that gift has the ability, with that heaven and earth connection, downline in the ranks in the spirit, will give you instruction from mysteries and from secrets. And along with that instruction will come discernment. Now, that spells safe in my book, safe in the spirit world. And we have not had that because we had too many chiefs and no Indian and not recognizing this branch of authority is not to take us over, but it's to keep us from being taken under and put us over. I think that describes it pretty well. And then secondly, and also an apostle have great authority in the spiritual realm and can make decrees and declaration into that realm as needed. Listen, now watch this. This is where we mess up at. They cannot exercise that authority directly over or on behalf of others without the willing and constituous participation of those under that authority. What that mean? That mean if you grumbling and griping because of something I did, like Miriam did with Moses, she knew she had authority, but her authority was not to override his authority. So all of you all have authority. But if I'm going to lead you and I send delegated authority to you, I may send one of you all on a mission. When I do, you're under my authority. But we got to, at this point, what we need to do is calm down all of the noise, calm down all of the fluttering, and make up our mind that God has set us together for a reason, and that in due season, everything that belonged to any individual in the ministry, they will receive it. I think we're going to get down here further and find out why the church is dysfunctional, why the churches are not growing. It's something you're saying, you're cutting off your flow, something you're doing that you're cutting off your flow. Well, my job is to bring harmony and understanding to you of how your ministry can function. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. Your ministry can have the same success and the same functioning that my ministry have. God raised it up for this reason, for this moment, to have just yesterday, a man was hit in the eye with a switch when he was a little line in that eye. I don't quite know how old the fellow is. I got to talk with the girl who brought in the report. But he'd been blind in that eye since he was a child, and he's a grandparent now. And during camp meeting, he received his sight in that eye. See, all that is evidence and signs and wonders, and nothing faking. It's just real. And that's what God wants for us, to work in that form of operation, but through his ranks and delegated authority, that's the way it's going to happen. You can't have authority in a person's life. You can't speak in a person's life if that person is not willing to participate under the authority. Hello? The subject of God's authority is paramount in the proper functioning of the church. Now, I read a book, "It Changed My Church," Spiritual Authority by Watchman Nee. Changed the church. I had a man here, he's on the line, who studied and got that thing in his spirit. He taught it many years for us and just turned the authority of this church around. Experience revealed that most churches' conflict arise from authority issue. I read in another book, it might be in his outline somewhere, that you can have as much authority as you're willing to be under authority. You see, some people are not willing to be under authority. Everybody want to be the authority. Or, I join this organization, they're not going to tell me what to do. Well, it won't be able to help you because you don't trust me, first of all. You're calling me a dictator, first of all, and then you don't see me as a fatherly spirit that trying to make a succession here, pass on to you some of the things that God have taught me over the years. And you gotta get that straight. So the conflict arrives from authority. So let's talk about two things on that. Often coming from those who attempt to take a they're not rightfully there. See, that's a problem. Secondly, about some who abuse a position of authority. And a lot of time, if we're a student, we're going to learn that some things we think that we're authorized to do, we're not really authorized to do that. Or sometimes we're being abusive to people because of our position. That shouldn't happen. Our position always should be with compassion, with wisdom, with understanding, and with the Holy Spirit guiding us how to handle different situations. All authority is derived from God, and that we should be in agreement with. All authority is defined by exercise within and distributed along across 12 distinct dimensions and 4 boundaries constrained. So there's 12 things I'm going to go over for us to better understand our position, our authority, LTMA, our relationship, our fellowship. So you won't ever think somebody walking on you, somebody not paying attention to you. We're not in a babysitting stage here. I think we're above the babysitting stage. So every little thing you're going through, you're not going to get a call about it, because I do this with my membership. Now, I may have 1 to 2 counseling a year, and I probably won't do it myself. And the reason is the word have matured the people to a certain understanding that they can trust God themselves. So the same way in LTMA, you're ministers of the gospel, you stand in one of the fivefold ministry gift, Nobody don't have to hold your hand and be laughing and talking with you every 5 minutes, and then you go to thinking nobody cares about you. If you're even going through something, you'll make contact, but you're not going to get on call every week, seeing how you're doing, because progressively in maturity, you should be able to handle some of this stuff yourself. Unless you bear it and can't get up yourself, then you can get someone to minister to you and pray for you. But we're not, otherwise, we're not going to babysit you. And I don't think none of y'all want to be babysit. But I just had to bring that out because we have new people coming in. We have people come in. One young man come in. He's a chief apostle. He's still wet behind his ear with his mama milk from his mama's womb. And he had to leave the organization. He couldn't understand why I say, hold off on the apostleship. All I'm doing is training so you won't get up there and get in an area where Satan can kill you. So these 12, I'll call them out just for record's sake. Number one, the 12 dimension is, number one, he has to be appointed. Number two, delegated. Number three, positional. Number four, and I might not pronounce this word right, S-P-H-E-R-I-C-A-L. They're talking about a certain spirit he put over. I think it's spiritual. Number five, macerational. That means maturity. Number six, relational. Number seven, accountable. Number eight, approachable. Number nine, benevolence. Number 10, revelational. Number 11, demonstratable. And number 12, a generational authority. Now, the four boundaries of constraint is personal forces, role, R-O-L-E, forces, institutional forces, we'll talk about it later, environmental forces. Now, I'm going to go over a few of these today. I'm not going to hold you long today. But I want you to realize that this is not the fly-by-night organization. I have 47 years of experience, and then I have men and women on this line with a lot of experience, and those are the ones who stay quiet. They've been looking for this for a long time. I've had them express to me, I've been looking for this for a long time. I've been looking for this kind of leadership for a long time, honorable, honest, clean, willing to help, but also willing to correct and direct. Not going to take no mess. I'm not going to let you who are faith in this organization be contaminated by somebody who won't have their own way. We're not going to let that happen. I know you got experience. I know you got anointing. I know you have mantle, but that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter when it comes down to correctly establishing these apostolic leaders, these apostolic churches, having a heaven-to-earth relationship on proper basis. First, the initial apostles were all appointed by Jesus to function in their role. One of the greatest verses you can read is Romans chapter 1:1, Galatians chapter 1:1. It proved that Paul was called to be an apostle. Every fivefold ministry gift has to be called. You cannot be organizationalized. You cannot be elected by somebody else. You cannot be voted upon. It's not a flesh and blood thing. It's spiritual. And I would not be sitting here talking to you about any apostle if God wouldn't have called me himself. Not by no just dreaming. He actually spoke out of his mouth to me. And that happened more than one time. He just said, I call you to be an apostle. So let's look at four or five things about apostleship or ministry or those who are in authority. Apostleship is not an elected or elective office. In other words, it can't be an election. It has to be an appointment. It cannot be self-appointed because it looked like a good idea, you know. It cannot be chosen or assumed by an individual. See, sometimes people chose, I'm going to be an apostle because an apostle looks like he over everybody else. Man, you don't want this responsibility if you don't have a revelation from God. Secondly, rather, the call to this office is a divine one. with other fivefold leaders confirming this independently. Now, in LTMA, I have enough matured men and women of God who have gathered themselves around me and confirmed the apostleship. We have the miracles, signs, and wonders. Let's go on with this thing, man. Ain't nobody trying to make nothing happen on their own. Let's go on with this thing. There are so much fruit, so much blessing for pastors and leaders. There's so much here for you. And I try to nip things in the bud that are going to derail you. That's why I talk about telling those women, don't tell me how to run this organization. And don't tell me I got to, you're power hungry. That's your problem. You can't be power hungry. Sit tight and let God promote you. The Bible says in the 75th Psalm, promotion coming from the Lord. It don't come from men. And so we got to get that out. Eradicate that. Get rid of that. That's over. I'm not going to talk about that anymore. Because if I get rude, if I get information that's going on, I'm coming to you individually and deal with your body because I'm doing what I believe God told me to do. All right. An established senior apostle commissioning the new apostle. See, apostleship need training. So you have to have one who's commissioned, who established. So that's why I shut everything down. Because I'm not fully finished yet. I'm studying, man. I got to learn this stuff. I've been in church all these years, and I found out that everybody told me something about apostles. I didn't know what they're talking about. And so we're just coming into this revelation. Second, all authority is delegated by or from God. You know, that's Romans 13:1-2. The authority Jesus had while he was on earth was delegated to him by God. And Jesus delegated it to the apostles. All apostolic authority comes through the process of delegation, whereby the authority held by one or some is properly passed along to others. And so everybody on this line will have apostolic abilities, apostolic functioning because of the connection. But all of us are not apostles. Are you following me? It's just like in the gift. One can prophesy, but it does not make them a prophet. So our aim is to take every church and every minister that is connected with LTMA, lighting their torch where the flame will burn to the position that they're being known wherever they are. You have to know we're not local, we're global. We're not local, we're national. And so God have raised us up to this point, and then he saw fit to put us together for a reason. Now listen, we must not get excited over emotional talk and think that's power. Emotional preaching and think that's power. No, we have to know the difference between. We have to have discernment to know the difference. You get the Apostle Paul was a master builder, he says, and you got to be careful how you build upon the foundation he lays. And that's what I'm asking you all. We have not been this way before. A lot of y'all are in organization, some of y'all are in large organization, but they're not as tight as what God is sharing with us to do. I'm not putting nobody down, but, you know, emotion and raise money and stuff like that, anybody can do that. But I'm talking about knowing who you are, walking in authority, walking in victory, fulfilling the mandate that God have called for you to do without all of the struggles and hardship and don't look like you're ever going to get out. Now, you have to understand also I'm carrying another aspect of a matter of your provision is in LTMA also. You're being trained how to get your provision. So all of that's important because most ministers, the problem is they're struggling with provision. They don't have enough. That shouldn't be. That's why we ask you to come. I'm going to Dr. Fogg on Thursday. I mean, every LTMA member who can scrap up the money to get there should be there. If God ever seen you making an effort, but yet you got time to spend money to go to other meetings. I saw some of y'all in a meeting the other day. I was surprised. Because I'm watching. I'm not going to see where you're at. But yet you won't spend the money to be in your apostle, your leader's meeting. Not important. You go to another meeting, won't come to camp meeting. Not important. We're not going to put up with that. You decide what you want to do, and we will agree with you. All right? All right, now listen. Spiritual authority is positional. That is, it is affected by the fivefold office, gift, or calling of an individual disciple. Similarly, apostle and other fivefold officers have authority within and for their assignment, calling, and destiny. See, the authority for your assignment, your calling, and your destiny is what I want to stir up. You have to let me stir it up. In my feeble way, just like I'm setting up important things to you now, but if you listen, I expect the Holy Spirit to fill a hole. I expect the Holy Spirit to break down the wall. I expect the Holy Spirit to take any scale from your eyes that is causing you not to see who you are. See, this mantle, this anointing is for that. I could just be talking to you regularly, and all of a sudden, God show you something. But you have to be receptive. That's what I'm trying to train you to be, receptive. I got a remnant in this church. It's receptive, and they get everything they need every time. Because the gift come out and become a blessing to them. All right? Fourthly, spiritual authority is spherical. S-P-H-E-R-I-C-A-L, a certain sphere, certain territory that you said, oh. That is, it is linked not just to a position or assignment, but to a particular sphere, a multiplied sphere of society and culture. Apostolic authority is limited both in scope and capacity, which have been difficult for some to accept. Having been identified as an apostle, some have reached beyond their measure, have become domineering and callous in the application of their responsibility. See, now, if you don't understand authority, if you don't understand rightly being overseed, you'll think that's where our poison is going because you don't know it better, but you got to know the poison. You got to trust the poison. And there are those who have not been held to account by their overseer. That is important. The 12 is more important than you think because they're sort of a check to me, even though I'm over them. But I remember in this church I had some board members, and I wanted to buy a place to start a ministry. And it had a gas tank. It was an old gas station. And they still had those tanks there. And those guys would never contradict me. They would never fight me. They were commissioned to help me. They're like the 12 on the line is. But they just bring up a subject with respect and bring up some challenges may come. In respect. And when they did that, the Spirit of God showed me where the flaw was and the project was canceled. That's the way to do it. They didn't come, you're making a mistake. No, they respected the authority. They said something that was worth looking into, and it settled the whole case. I don't know if you're getting this, but I want you to listen for a few more minutes. Now, spiritual authority is masturational, and that's a word talking about maturing. In general, people who are power hungry, seeking authority, are not good candidates for a steward of it. In general, people who are power hungry, there's a lot of ministers power hungry, and are seeking authority are not good candidates for a steward of it. Now, we've had some left us, and I heard they proclaimed to the apostle. Absolutely they're not. The one I heard that they claimed the apostle, absolutely they're not. Because if you can't get your house together, and if you're not running, the Bible says a man who's a novice, not And sometimes we're a novice and been in ministry many years because we never got nothing off the ground. So how are you going to lead people and talk about you're an apostle and you don't even have your own house together? You can't get nothing together because you keep making mistakes and you keep getting from under authority. That is not real. Come on. We got to look at this stuff. We got to look at these people, what they're doing. You're not no apostle just because you call yourself an apostle. You're not no pastor just because you call yourself a pastor. You got to have a calling. Then you got to go through apprenticeship. Then you got to go through a process. Then you got to submit to somebody. And ministers don't want to do that. They think they just can be renegade, go out and do what they want, and call themselves what they want to be called. Apostles, prophets, they just call all kind of names. They're not doing more than putting their behind in gas. Because they sure going to burn on earth. Because when you accept these responsibilities and don't have no overseeing and don't know what you're doing, you're getting yourself in problem. Oh, my God. These are self-promoters. God does not call such people to spiritual leadership because they cannot be trusted and are still selfish and egocentric and spiritually immature. Instead, he called those who are put to death or in the process of putting to death or soon will be put to death such things as well as the carnal nature, good God Almighty, and fleshly desires so that Christ might dwell and reign in their mortal bodies by faith. Personal maturity is a boundary constraint on spiritual authority. And again, I repeat, you can have as much authority as you're willing to be under. That's a classic there. You can have as much authority as you're willing to be under. Number six. Spiritual authority is relational. Relationship, not hierarchy, is the basis of spiritual authority. One qualified to be a leader by developing a relationship. Relationship are the currency. Listen to this. Relationships are the currency of the kingdom. And promotion comes from the Lord. And so, quite natural, I'm real concerned when I deal with things. I try to nip it in the bud because I want our relationship to be right as leaders and followers and as leaders. Now, there are men and women of God, been walking with God a long time on this line. When I come into the presence of a person who have said some negative things, I know it as soon as I walk in their presence. So, you know, we need to try to keep ourselves clean so we won't have those handicaps in our relationship and in our fellowship. I'm not going to do everything right. But I think that God is big enough to correct what he started. Amen? If we cannot love others as ourselves and as unto the Lord, we cannot be trusted with spiritual authority. So I've told you over and again, like the Apostle Paul, I behold your order, even when I'm not with you. And I love you and I'm praying for you, but I'm not going to be a weakling for you. And I'm not going to let you bring anything in the LTMA to contaminate the other people who are submitted, ready to go with this thing. So we just get in alignment. In alignment with the assignment. It's a divine alignment. So let's go to this one. I may close here. Spiritual authority is accountable. True apostles voluntarily and willingly submit to other genuine, authentic, fatherly, apostolic authority. It's what I'm doing right now. It's material. Come from another apostle. I have six or seven apostles who are real apostles. Some of them I make contact with. The real challenge is that such fatherly leader and authority figures are rare and hard to find and in great demand. Now, you could think that I'm a loose piece of lumber that you don't need for your house. If you think that way, you're not going to ever build your house. But those of you who've given the respect and the honor, as you should, and I'm seeing results already in their lives, you're going to see results, and you're going to break through things that you never thought you could break through. You see, God proved through Gideon's army that number don't sing the song. He proved that. No, and they prove it by using this term as one man. That's a powerful, powerful principle, the as one man principle. And I think this is the gauge whereby the 12 and I have come to an agreement without even talking about it. Commitment, dedication. How can the 12 go everywhere I go? And there are some other men who are not, and women that are not part of the 12, they travel also. How can these people make this kind of commitment? And see, in due season, I should look up and see all of you all, everywhere I am. My spiritual father didn't go nowhere without me. It was like Elijah and Elijah. He asked me one time, he said, Brother Tom, you here again? I said, yes. He said, I'm going to preach the same thing. I said, sir, I'm here to get that. So that's how important it is. You know, you can find an excuse for anything you want to. And you know, we say excuses are the crutches of the uncommitted. Because I believe that if you press and want to do something, you got the calendar. Y'all busy going, some of y'all busy going to other meetings. That's the problem. And, you know, I ain't stupid, but that's the problem. So, all right, hallelujah. Count yourself blessed. Listen to this. When you find one that you can connect with at a deep level, in addition to such trust and covenantal peer level relationship, apostle also can benefit from association and alignment with one or more apostolic network and national or international council of apostles. Of course, God is the ultimate covering for all apostles and converts and disciples of Jesus, but that is too often used as an excuse by immature leaders to isolate and separate and detach or run from accountability and transparency with other leaders. With the 12, the assignment that I've given them, the assignment, delegate authority I've given them, you all need to be accountable to them, and you need to be transparent. Sometimes, you know, when people ask a question, run into this, they won't know why we're asking the question. We're asking the question to see if you're really on board. That's why we're asking the question. Because we ain't got time to be wasting no time with you if you're not on board. Y'all. Some of y'all been disrespectful. You ought to feel it, disrespectful. What God told you about this all day? What God told you about me? I'm not going to permit myself to be disrespected no more. It's over. And when the 12 brings a disrespectful person to me, we're going to try to get them online. If not, they're getting a letter of goodbye. See, no one, not even me, can stop this. This is a mighty move of God, and it can't be stopped. Let me wrap here. What God is doing now, what I see as an apostle, what is on the horizon, why we are here, why are we all on this line, different men and women, different races, different walk of life, why are we on this line today? What's up? There is a transformation, a transfer being made back to God's original plan. I can see it clear as day. I see it in my ministry. I mean, you know, there's only three forms of government that really mount in the spirit world that God placed in the earth realm. I preach about it Sunday. Jesus, the gifts of the fivefold ministry gift, and then down to the people, to the church, and to the believers. Government is so important. In the 9th chapter of Isaiah, he talks about his ever-increasing government. He has established it to order his government. You go to the 4th chapter of Ephesians. It tells you the government is set that every joint can supply. We're on the greatest verge of the greatest transformation, the way the Lord told me, that ever existed since the book of Acts. This thing I've been studying and praying, this thing is so close to the book of Acts, the miracles, signs, and wonders, just like the man received his sight. I mean, many people got kidneys, different things. God just, people raised from the dead. I think it was 4 or 5 people raised from the dead. God is showing us his original plan. LTMA gonna walk in this. Every church that's under me gonna walk in this. And you're gonna walk in there not only with power, but you're gonna walk in there with provision. I think one thing that I'm teaching about teaching it, Dr. Faub, is about the importance of large money. The world is defeating the gospel with large money. So somebody in the church got to have some large money. And God can make it happen if they get an Abrahamic mindset. These type of things, the body of Christ, as an apostle finances, an apostle provision, first of all, these churches got to have provision. They got to have power. They got to have provision. They got to have plan. See these three things, power, provision, and plan. It's those three things. Get that under your belt. A lot of us been under people and just under. A lot of us want to be popular. We want to be in these meetings where they can let us say something. Don't be worried about all that. The doors are being opened, the windows are open, being opened, the gates are being opened, and you are set up for a blessing. Take these things. You're going to have a chance to hear them again. I have files and files and files of information that I will stumble through and pray that the Holy Spirit, if I say one thing, one person sometimes, is so important. Like, you know, we're going to Dr. Faub this week. I want y'all to do better for the TIA meeting in the Prosperity Revival as you did in for the TIA meeting of the camp meeting. At camp meeting, they almost gave me $1 million. I mean, the people put $100,000 on the step. So, I mean, they honored me. I saw when they had a meeting for Dr. Price, and as a farmer, they raised an offer for him. They took it on TV, so I don't know how much they raised, but just the idea that it was sweatless. These guys can tell you, those who were here, and many of you were here. And I'm thankful that we're catching on and that we're on our way somewhere. Talk to the Lord about it. The things that I've said, check with him and see what he says about it before you say anything. And may your churches grow, and may your ministry grow, and may doors be opened for you. They're there. The doors are there. Remember, as being a Baptist boy preacher, the Lord opened so many doors for me, I could not go to all the places. I was trying to preach full time on Sunday. And then another man who had some sense slowed me down. So I know some school teach you that you got to put yourself forward, but you don't have to. Get in the presence of God and do what God tells you to do, and then doors will start opening for you. Heavenly Father, we are thankful today for the direction, correction, and protection you have permitted to share with one another this morning on this impartation call. We thank you for the words you give us, smooth sailing. I speak it over every person under the sound of my voice and every ministry. And I thank you for all the faithful people you place in LTMA, men and women who have been faithful and continue to bless their lives. Let their faithfulness pay off. Every test, we recognize that you are turning into a testimony. I thank you for my blood son, Leroy Jr., and Donovan and Darnell. And I thank you for my daughter, who all my daughter-in-law and son-in-law in the ministry with me that have me covered, just surrounding me in the ministry. I thank you for my wife, who've been faithful to me for 47 years. And I thank you that every marriage on this phone, everyone who desires a marriage, is the right person coming along. Lord, you're so good. You're so good. You're so wonderful. You've been so wonderful to us. And I think, Lord, we've hit the solid 12. I think these men are ready to go. And I thank you for them. I thank you for their ministry. I thank you for their sacrifices that they make to be on hand. I thank you for our new band. We even got two or three of our, two for sure, of our 12 men who are making up the band for me as we go, and it makes things so much easier to have my own people. I want you to bless their lives for that, for the sacrifice they're making. Bless their lives and bless their ministry for that. It's a seed they're planting, and I expect a great harvest to come out of those seeds they're planting. We thank you for this impartation call. We thank you for this month, this year, this time, this season. We thank you for breakthroughs like never before. We pray for Enigma. Her healing is flowing through her body, her health, her miracle is coming. We pray for Thera, that at this time, what she's dealing with, that it will come out in the open of her love for God and her love for LTMA, that you will bless her life and give her the wisdom and the knowledge to deal with the affairs of life. I just praise and honor you right now and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Looking forward to talking to you in our next impartation call. God bless you today in Jesus' name.
Thank you getting on and let me know.
And Dr. Thompson, Pastor Mark Scroggins was on, but she kept having problems with the 4-star.
Okay. That'll work. I appreciate it. Awesome. Don't forget about your various circle calls that you have this today, some today and some tomorrow. Next Vision Impartation call is September 1st. And don't forget about the Supernatural Money Coming to You Conference this Thursday and Friday in Columbus, Ohio. And that will be online live also. Thank you all, and you all have a wonderful day.